Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
People across the country are being encouraged to buy curtains for their homes to try and reduce nighttime pollution. And this is a study from University of Galway. It tells us that your house, your typical home dwelling, your private windows, apparently that's the biggest culprit of emitting light after dark. Street lighting comes in second place. So how does light pollution affect all of us? David Moore is the editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. David, how do you define light pollution first of all?
Basically, it's light that's in an unwanted area. So whether that's ruining your view of the night sky or keeping you awake at night, it doesn't really matter. It's light pollution. And we spend money on it, which is the real crying shame. And as well as that, of course, since it's all powered by energy, we're increasing our fossil fuel emissions as well. And some studies have also shown, reputable scientific studies, that it can actually contribute to the causes of cancers in humans and disrupts wildlife as well. So it's not just bad for astronomers, it's bad for all of society.
And how much exposure to light pollution would you need for it to have negative impacts?
Well, if it's an ongoing thing every night, if you think about if you walk around outside in a town or a city, you don't need torches or anything like that, like people used to use in ancient times, when people didn't travel at night, it just wasn't safe. Well, that was sort of one of the reasons for public lighting, so you could still use your cities at night when there's no sunlight. But, you know, if you're going to be exposed to light pollution, they're on all night. If you're in a town in a city, you get up in the middle of the night, the lights are on outside. There have been some countries have looked at turning them off late at night, perhaps after midnight, as much to save energy, but now we realise it actually saves people's health. And I think we as astronomers realise that we're going to get the best support from the people who don't want their sleep patterns disrupted, who don't want to have another cause of possible cancers. And indeed, people just don't want to see wildlife disturbed.
Yeah, we'd love to hear listener stories of light pollution. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number, because we all have those stories. My own, David, of, you know, you have that neighbour who effectively has what I can only describe as a sort of a floodlight in their back garden that stays on from about 10 p.m. at night until 7 o'clock the next morning. There's nobody outside. Like, I don't know what they have this light on for, but, you know, it comes, it bellows through. Blackout blinds, yeah, curtains, wind, the whole lot.
If you have a neighbour like that and it's on permanently at night, a lot of them are motion sensitive and a passing cat or fox will trigger them, which I've known myself. You're taking pictures of the night sky and suddenly the lights pop on 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You're cursing the cats or whatever is out there in the backyard.
Yeah, but when it's on permanently.
If you can't say how much it costs, you know, a unit of electricity these days, some of those lights are 500 watts, half a kilowatt hour they're using. So they're running up several euros per night. That's hundreds of euros per year. So, you know, you might have the price of a holiday, a week's holiday, for all having the lights on the whole year round. That might encourage people to turn them off. But it's also the health causes. And, you know, we're disconnecting, especially young people, from the night sky. It's a wonder of nature. Might even inspire them to a career in science. That's what happened with me.
Yeah, so they can't see the stars because of all the nighttime lights.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I liken it almost to, you know, polluting the oceans with plastics. We're doing the same thing with the night sky. People in rural locations know how beautiful the night sky is. People in towns and cities who travel outside, have holidays in rural locations, have come back to Astronomy Ireland and said, is that the same sky they have in the west of Ireland as we have over in the cities? And the answer, of course it is. It's just we have all the lights turned on in our big towns and cities, needlessly in a lot of cases.
John Gibbons, climate and environmental journalist, is joining us here as well, David. What impact does light pollution have on the environment, John?
Yeah, good afternoon, Andrea. I would, first of all, I'd endorse pretty much everything that David has just said. And we know from research that there's huge impacts on the natural world from light pollution. And the first thing to say, of course, is that many creatures are completely nocturnal. In other words, they only operate at night, and these are both predators and prey. So they depend on darkness, and they also, for example, many migrating birds, they actually, they will either migrate or hunt at night, and they navigate by moonlight and by starlight. Now, of course, in an urban and in a suburban context, you can no longer see the sky at night. There's so much pollution, and that creates this sort of general pall of light, a kind of a fog of light. And that has huge effects. Some of them that David has described in relation, for example, in humans to endocrinal disruption, which can in turn trigger an increase in cancer risk. That is absolutely correct. And no doubt the same effect is happening in the natural world. But it's far more intense, of course, in the natural world because they're actually living out in it. And I think one scientist described the introduction of artificial light. He said it probably represents the most drastic change human beings have made to their environment. It's that profound. As I say, predators using light to hunt and prey species using darkness as cover. And there's a particular story, a very poignant story that many of your listeners may have seen. It was done on a TV nature program where they filmed these little baby turtles trying to find their way to the sea. They'd been hatched on land as they are, and they crawled their way back to the sea. But artificial light, they use the light of the horizon and the sea to guide themselves. They know which direction to go. But artificial light from nearby cafes and restaurants mean that these poor little critters, millions of them, head in the wrong direction and die.
Well, it's funny, you know, when I was looking at this University of Galway study a little earlier, John, this morning, I was struck by the fact that I thought the worst culprit would have been the streetlights, you know, and that our listeners would get in contact today telling me about the impact of street lighting in terms of light pollution. But it's private windows. Like, it's all of us not pulling curtains or putting down blinds at night. That's the biggest culprit.
Yeah, that's I was a little, like yourself, I was a little taken aback by that finding, because some streetlights, including many modern streetlights, are replaced by LEDs, which are obviously very good from a cost-saving point of view, but some of them are ferociously, fiercely bright. And I know, for example, a friend of mine, they replaced the LED light on his street, and it was so bright that they went to the county council and complained about it. And fair play to the council, they actually replaced it with a lower one. So if your local streetlights are far too bright, you can actually, you have agency in this. Go and talk to your county council, or go and talk to your local councillor, and see if in fact they sometimes simply install a one size fits all. But yeah, you're right. I suppose the reason, Andrea, that curtain light or light from houses is so kind of overwhelming is that there's so many of them. Look at the Dublin area. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of homes. And of course, because it's one of the paradoxes of the LED light revolution of the last decade or so, lighting has become vastly cheaper to buy and to run.
Yeah.
And David was talking, for example, about the 500 watt bulb. Unfortunately, fortunately, many of those bulbs are now only 20 or 30 watts. Well, so people are using way, way more of them.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that. I live in Wicklow Town, says this texter, and at night, as I look out at the mountains and the coast sky over Dublin, it's as bright as day from the lights over our capital city. Carl is with me. Carl, you got in touch. What's your problem with light pollution?
Well, just as he said there earlier about the bird, I just feel so sorry for our bird population. I can hear chirping almost through the night, and they've recently replaced them, I think, with new LED lights in our streets. And it's just like throwing them all out of sync altogether. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, so the bird thinks it's midday, do they? With all the street lights.
Absolutely. And you can hear them chirping through the night, the little birds. It's awful. And on top of that, I actually can escape. I've got a caravan in West Cork, and it's in a kind of a dark sky designated area.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely amazing. I mean, I need to be there to get away from the city lights. Like, the city light is actually something that if I had to be stuck here all the time, I think it would really get me down.
Yeah. It's
absolutely
funny though.
Crazy.
You know, when you think about it, like, you know, maybe some people don't leave their outside lights on at night, but sure, nearly every home has some kind of solar powered, you know, little outdoor garden lights, or the, you know, the small little tea lights. They're everywhere.
I know they are. I don't have them. I really don't. I actually hate them at night. But they're lovely and pretty to sit out there while you're sitting out in the evening, maybe. But turn them off when you go in. And it actually, in the caravan park that I'm in West Cork, everyone is told to turn them off at night.
Are they? Okay, for that reason.
Yeah.
Listener says, if all of the county councils and city councils change the street lights to sensor lights, I wonder, would that help at all? Would it save? This texter tells me that in County Galway, they changed all of the street lighting to LED lighting and the light pollution is now much less because of it. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you have issues with light pollution in your area, we'd love to hear from you. That's David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine and of course climate and environmental journalist John Gibbons. Carl there getting in touch with us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.